Good to see everybody in the house of the Lord this evening. Amen. Amen. How many come expecting to hear from the Lord tonight? Amen. Amen. Let's just stand and sing that song, The Potter's Hand. Amen. How many just want to be molded and made like Him tonight? Amen. He might have took you out of the deepest, darkest clay, but He's going to make you a fine vessel and use for Him. Amen. Amen.
Beautiful Lord, wonderful Savior, I know for sure all of my days are held in your hands, grafted into your perfect plan. You gently call me into your presence, guiding me by your Holy Spirit. Teach me, dear Lord, to live all of my life through your eyes. And I'm captured by your holy calling. Send me apart.
forgiven because he was forsaken. Amen. Amazing love. Amen. How many just know that amazing love tonight? How many want to draw closer to that amazing love? Amen.
Well, I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. Now I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and rose again.
Sing that to him again. I'm forgiven. Hallelujah.
Will I? Serve a living God. Amen.
Also from Sister Cindy, a prayer request, just asking for prayer for my mother that this cough and pain goes away and that God gives her comfort in the time of need. Amen. So keep that in prayer. Amen. Just going to ask Brother Simon if he come lead us in a word of prayer. Also for the tithes and the offering. How many can say with an upraised hand, Lord, I have need of you tonight. Amen.
Humbly before you, God, Lord Jesus, Lord, and Lord, we're expecting great things, Lord, tonight, God, Lord, and the word, Lord, just break down, Lord, anything you'd have for us, God. We definitely heard from you last night, God, and we sure appreciate that, God, Lord. Lord, just get us in the spirit here, God, Lord. We just want to move, Lord, God, and Lord, be moved by the spirit, Lord Jesus, God, in every way, God, Lord. If you tell one to do this or one to do that, Lord, you just have your way, God, Lord Jesus, Lord. Let us be obedient to the voice, God, Lord. Lord, may it just pierce, Lord, our hearts, God, Lord, and help us to break up, Lord, as our fallow ground, God, Lord, as our brothers, Pastor God, has been bringing the word, God, Lord, just getting us, Lord, into the state, Lord, to where we want to be sold out to you, God, Lord, all way, God, Lord, bringing forth a revival, God, bringing forth Christ, Lord, your Son, God. We love you, Lord Jesus, Lord, and just thank you for the testimonies, Lord, for healing our sister here, God, Lord, and Lord, bless any tithes or offerings, Lord, brought forth, God, and Lord, just have your way tonight, God. We want to be yielded, Lord. We're coming expecting, God, Lord, and we just love you so much, Lord. We ask all these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. We'll just sing that song. I'll say yes, Lord, yes to your will and to your way. Whatever he would say tonight to you, I want to say yes to it. Amen. Amen.
And I'll say yes, Lord, yes to your will and to your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes. I will trust you and obey.
Song special from Sister Barb and Brother Alex there. Amen. If they were to come forth at this time, amen.
Everywhere in life, he's always pouring out his blessings, even times where we don't even realize it.
sing this song tonight and just minister to the Lord with this. That He has poured out His blessings on us, and we can bless His holy name tonight.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I worship Your holy name.
My son. How many want to worship His name tonight? Amen. We want to give Him glory. We want to give Him praise. Why don't we give the Lord a round of applause? Amen. He's worthy, saints. Amen. Amen. Sing that song, "There is Power in the Name of Jesus." Amen. Amen. How many knows that power tonight? Amen. If you don't know that power, God is here to give that power to you tonight. Amen. Amen. He's more than able. Amen. As our pastor prepares himself to come. Amen.
There is power.
Service last night. Glad you come. Amen. Just seen a fine discernment of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come in our midst. He was hitting quotes that we just preached. He's hitting scriptures. He was hitting things I read out of the Charles Finney book. Amen. We watched inspiration of the Holy Ghost come down here. Didn't even know what we'd been preaching, what we'd been working with, and come down and just dialed it in. Amen. Don't you love that type of God? Amen. He's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Amen? Amen. Double-edged sword. Amen? You thank God for that? I'd just like to take a moment now just to thank our visitors for coming. Amen. It's good to see Sister Karen tonight, Brother Mike, and Brother Alex. You did just such a wonderful job singing there. You make people want to covet singing like that. Godly covetous. We just love, because you know God can exalt himself in that. Amen. Don't you just love that? But the good thing about God, he made every one of us in a way that we can glorify him in a special way, and he accepts every ounce of our voice that we give him. Amen. He loves you. He made you that way. He made you unique. And by the grace of God, when you bring it all together, you just got a wildfire sitting there now, don't you? Amen. So we do thank our visitors for coming this evening. Good to see them in the house of God. We didn't publicize this very, very much due to the lateness of the hour. But it's good to see Sister Cindy here as well this evening. Amen. Lord broke some chains there, got her up and going. Amen. And it's just a blessing to be in the house of God. I would also like to just say very quickly, we do have a bunch of people that just had birthdays here. I believe Brother Aiden had a birthday, Brother Mike had a birthday, and little Brother Elisha, my son, just had a birthday today. Amen. May we give them a round of applause. Thank God for their lives. God has done. Amen. And by the grace of God, this evening, we have all the way from Ghana, Africa, we have Brother Daniel Darko Afore. And by the grace of God, we're looking forward to hearing the Word of God this evening. Last year when we had him, we were just flatly overwhelmed. Amen. And I know God did some wonderful supernatural things. Amen. And I believe if we have that same expectation, the same desire this evening, God will certainly work on our behalf as well. Amen. I'm just going to go ahead and sing a song real quick, and then we'll invite our brother out, and we'll give him as much liberty as possible. I know last night, I don't know about a lot of you, but I know most of us, we could have kept on listening to the Word of God. It was that sweet. Amen? Amen. The Bible says it's sweeter than honey, the honey of the honeycomb. Amen? That's our God. Amen? Praise God. I'm going to sing a song. I don't know what key this is in. We'll see what happens, what comes out. We're going to sing that song, My Jesus, I Love Thee. Amen. If ever I love you, Lord.
My Jesus, I love Thee. I know Thou art mine. For Thee all the follies of sin I resign. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior art Thou. If ever I love Thee, my Jesus, kiss now. I love Thee because Thou hast first loved me.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
we think about it, church home. I love you yesterday, God. I love you a month ago. But if ever I love you, Lord, it's right now. Amen. An intense love affair with Jesus Christ. Ain't that our desire? Amen. Well, our brother needs no big long speech about his gift. The Lord has certainly gifted him. And we thank God for that. But by the grace of God, we'll just sing a song. We'll welcome our brother up. Very humble. Such a great brother that we have here. And we just thank God for this opportunity. Amen. Ain't it glad to look at election? Ain't it glad to look at forward in Asian? And everything always hits its perfect place.
Amen.
When you're the bride of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Maybe we'll sing that song if we could. Let's sing that song. I've got it. I've got it. Let me say I got the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
A little Pentecostal song. That's all right.
Well, I've got it. Oh, I've got it. I've got it.
Let's sing Our God is Awesome. Amen.
Amen.
My God is awesome. He can move mountains, keep me in the valley, hide me from the rain. Oh, my God is awesome. When I'm broken, my God is awesome.
Amen. Shall we just be seated for a moment? God bless all of you. And I'll say that I thank God that He's given us another opportunity to just come before His throne of grace in time like this to seek for His mercies.
Amen.
And Sister Rita extends her greetings to all of you. Last year she was with me here, but this year she was not able. So she said I should greet all of you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I want to tell you that my English is not American English. So if you want to listen, you have to listen with attentiveness. Other than that, maybe you'll not get what I mean. And there are some words we use back home that you don't use here. There are some words you use here we don't use back home. So whatever it is, I will pray like the prophet said. He said, take me for what I mean. And I believe that by His grace, whatever the Lord wants us to feed on tonight, He will give to us.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. It's a very great privilege once again to come into the presence of believers like this.
Amen.
I always agree with David when he said, I was glad when they said unto me, let's go into the house of God.
Amen.
Because in the house of God, there is nothing but liberty, freedom, joy unspeakable.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because of what Jesus Christ did for us before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
And not today that we are becoming believers.
Amen.
We have been believers before the world was founded.
Amen.
We were built in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We were part of Him.
Yes.
When that day He said, let there be light, we were in Him saying the same thing with Him.
Amen,
amen and amen. So tonight we are just coming to encourage ourselves.
Amen. Amen.
I know and I believe that you believe that the Lord is coming very soon.
Yes.
And I know and I believe that you are prepared for His coming.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Therefore, let us take our Bibles and then open to John chapter 12, we'll read verse 35 to 40. And then we'll read also Luke chapter 12, verse 35 also to 40. Now I'm reading John chapter 12 and verse 35. Then Jesus said unto them, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while ye have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. While ye have light, believe in the light, that ye may be the children of light. These things spake Jesus, and departed, and did hide himself from them. But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him. That the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spake, Lord, who hath believed our report, and to whom had the arm of the Lord been revealed? Therefore they could not believe, because that Isaiah said again, he had blinded their eyes, and hardened their heart, that they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their hearts, and be converted, and I shall heal them. Luke chapter 12, verse 35 to 40. Let your loins be gathered about, and your lights burning, and ye yourself like unto men that wait for their Lord. When he will return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, they may open unto him immediately. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you, that he shall get himself and make them to sit down to meat, and will come forth and serve them. And he, if he shall come in the second watch, or come in the third watch, and find them so, blessed are those servants. And this know that if the good man of the house had known what hour the thief will come, he will have watched and not have suffered his house to be broken through. Be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at any hour when ye think not. Shall we bow our heads? Blessed Lord, our Savior Jesus Christ. Father, by your grace, we are standing in your presence tonight. And Lord, we pray, O God, that you will come again into our midst and speak your word to us. Father, every able person will be able to open the pages of this Bible and read the scriptures. But it is your Holy Spirit, O God, that you have given to us. When it comes on the scene, it comes and make you real to us. Therefore, tonight, Lord, we commit ourselves into your mighty hands, that you take control and preeminence, O God, and speak your word to us, that we may rejoice and be like those who came from your mouth. He said, didn't our heart burn within us, my Lord? Grant it, Lord Jesus, that tonight somebody will see the light of God. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? God bless all of you, brothers and sisters. I have titled my sermon this moment, The Burning Lamp. Amen. You know what a lamp is? Lamb. Amen. Lamb is light. Amen. Okay? In the olden days, they don't use electricity like this power that we use. They have a lamp that they put kerosene in or oil in, and that is what showed them the way. Amen. Hallelujah. And that is what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about electricity, and I'm not talking about any artificial generation power. Amen. Hallelujah. So the burning lamb. Now, if we look to the scripture that we read here, Jesus Christ was telling his people how they should be very careful of the darkness that was in the day. Amen. And that darkness Jesus was talking about was not a physical darkness. It was a spiritual darkness. Amen. Hallelujah. He says, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while ye have the light. Let darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. Amen. He was the light. And he was the light that came forth shining in the darkness. And anyone that cometh to the Lord Jesus Christ no longer live in darkness, but he liveth in the light of God. So Christ was encouraging his people that while they have the light, they should walk in the light. Amen. Because if darkness comes right now, if we put up this light right now, I believe that nobody will see his way or her way. Perhaps we'll be hitting our heads together. Because I'm trying to find my way. Brother Simeon is also trying to find his way. And by doing that, we'll hurt ourselves. Might it not be a good thing? Hallelujah. So Jesus Christ was just encouraging or admonishing his people that they should walk in the light, because they will not have the light always with them. And when they have the opportunity to walk in the light, they should make sure they are in the light. Amen. Now, if we equate this to what we read also in Luke chapter 12, he said, let your loins be girded about and your light burning. Okay? Let your loins be gathered and about and your light burning. Amen. I mean, what good will it do to you that you have light but it's not burning? Amen. And beloved, let me put it in a plain language this moment, that the light that Christ was talking about is your faith, is your life that you are leading in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says that we are the written epistle read of all men. So if you are the written epistle, then of course it must be the word of God. Are you catching what I mean? He said, let your loins be girded. Now what is your loins? Let us assume that I'm wearing my pants here and everybody is wearing his pants. Amen? Is that? I have my belt. And it's my belt that is holding my pants.
Amen.
Because if I lose the belt right now, you will see me holding my pants like this. And it will not help me, you know. Amen. I remember when we were children back home, we didn't have the opportunity to use these things. Our parents have something they sew, we use material to sew, and they put rope. You know what rope is? A thread. Okay? So they fix it in it. And so that is what we use, and we tie it. You got what I mean? And if you are not careful, and you are doing it, and it slips inside, it means you cannot tie it. Especially in those days we play soccer, you know? And assuming that you are playing the soccer and that rope slipped inside, how are you going to? You have to hold your, you know, like this, and you'll be playing the soccer, which will not augur well. Amen. And Jesus Christ don't want his children to be in that condition. So therefore, he said we should make sure that our loins are girded. Amen. And when our loins are girded, then what happens? He said that we should let our light be bending. In fact, we should reflect, we should shine for others to see the light that we are having in us.
Amen.
Amen. Beloved, you will agree with me that man need light always.
Amen.
We need light always because we are living in time.
Amen.
That is why earlier on I gave you an example that if this light goes off right now, well, I thank God that you Americans don't experience what we call light off. But back home, brother, it's common. Sometimes they will take the power off sometimes by 5 times. Yes. Okay, so we know what it is. When I'm talking about light off, I know what it is. You may be in the night, and all of a sudden you are studying, all of a sudden, boom, they take the light off. And you can imagine, it's not that you are going to crawl in the darkness and looking for matches to spark and light your candle. It's not a good atmosphere. Amen. But human being, we need light always as we are still living in this time. That is why Jesus encouraged us that we should let our light be burning. Amen. Now, so God in his wisdom knew that man will always need to walk in the light. That is why that day when he got up and he saw the atmosphere, he said, let there be light. And there was light.
Amen.
And since from that day, there has been light that man should walk in.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. That day in the Garden of Eden, it was always light. But when sin crept into human being,
right,
then we realized that the pattern that God gave to man changed. Okay? And since from that day, we see things coming into our life to, you know, mar the character, the power that God gave to us. Because when man forfeited God's word and took the word of the devil, the power, you know, the atmosphere, the countenance of God that he put upon Adam and Eve, it was taken back to God. Amen. So therefore, man started living in darkness. Right from that beginning to the time that Jesus Christ came, Christ became the light that God gave back to the world. So that he will reflect and shine. So that day he was encouraging his people that if you have the light today, walk in that light. Amen and amen. Now, why will God deem it fit to show to Zerubbabel, or for that matter, yes, Zerubbabel, a vision concerning the light?
Amen.
The Bible says that Zechariah saw this thing, hallelujah, in a vision. How the Lord revealed this, the power of the light.
Amen.
And I want us to read it in the book of Zechariah. You can turn to me to the book of Zechariah, chapter 4, and verse 1. He says, and the angel that talked with me came again and walked and waked me as a man that is waking out of his sleep, and said unto me, what seest thou? And I said, I have looked, and behold, a candlestick all of gold with a bow upon the top of it, and 7 lamps thereon, and 7 pipes to the 7 lamps which are upon the top thereof, and 2 olive trees by it, one upon the right side of the bow, and the other upon the left side thereof. So I answered and spoke to the angel that talked with me, saying, what are these, my Lord? Amen and amen. What are these, my Lord? Then he answered and spoke unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, nor by power, but my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Amen. Not by might. Oh, yesterday I really enjoyed when Brother Jeff was hammering the message here. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, man, take your will away that God will come in and do the work. Amen. Brother, it has always been God in our life. It has always been God in our life. You becoming a Christian, it is not anything that you have done yourself. It is just the grace of God that He has bestowed upon you. Amen. Hallelujah. We didn't know even when God was creating the world. But He said that we were in Him when He was creating the world. That is all that we know. And I must say amen to that. Amen. Hallelujah. That somebody like me, before God created the world, I was in Him. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. That is why we are going back to eternity. As God cannot die, so can the believer not die. Amen. Then you ask me, oh, what about the elderly people that are gone? They are not dead. The Bible says that they are sleeping. Amen. That is why there's going to be a resurrection. Amen. Amen. You get the point. So he says that it is not by might, it is not by power, but by my spirit. Amen. How can a church go on without the Holy Spirit? Amen. The prophet said that if the church is a church without the Holy Spirit, it's nothing. Hallelujah. We see so many churches, brother, sister, big churches, oh my, intellectuals in the church with money and all that. They are doing good things, brother. You say it's bad. They have churches, they have schools, they have good hospitals, and they care for their people. Okay? And many people are looking to those things. And they conclude that this is a church. No, brother. The church is be a church when the church has the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And then you ask me, brother, what is the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit, the prophet said, is the revealed word of the hour. Without the word of God, without the word being revealed to you in the time, brother, forget about it. Amen. And when we are talking about the lamp of God, we are talking about the Holy Spirit. Amen. So the Bible says that when Zerubbabel asks, oh my Lord, it is good to ask questions. Oh yes, it is good to ask questions, brother. If you don't understand anything, it's good that you ask questions. So that the Holy Spirit will teach you. Yeah. Jesus said that when the Holy Spirit comes, He is coming to do 2 things. He is coming to convict you of sin, and He is coming to teach you everything into all truth. Yeah. Hallelujah. So I love Zerubbabel. He said, He asked, my Lord, what is the meaning of all this? And then the Lord said that, oh well, it is not by your might, it is not by your power, but by my spirit. Amen. Right, amen. The lamp that we say it must be burned in your life is nothing but when the Holy Ghost has come into you. Amen. Because the Holy Ghost, the Bible says that it's a consuming fire. Amen. Okay? And when it's consuming, it consumes anything that is sin. Yeah. Anything that is unbelief. Yeah. Anything that will not let you walk with the Lord. Anything that will take the Bible from you, the Holy Spirit will come and burn it away. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. And you yourself must be an object of fire.
Amen.
Amen. All your system, everything that is sin must be burnt away.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because the lamp is fire.
Amen.
Amen. And you know what, brother, sister? When that vision was shown to Zechariah, and then the Lord was telling him about this lamp, you realize that God instituted his church in the Old Testament. And now, he gave them the pattern. The Bible says that everything that the Lord told Moses to do, it was a pattern from heaven. That is why we don't design our church. It is God that designed his church. Hallelujah. So every church of God must be based upon God's word. Amen. Now, in the Old Testament, we realize that when God made Moses to build the tabernacle, he gave him a pattern. And the tabernacle has got three courts. We have the outer courts where everybody can be there. Okay? Everybody can be there. Every church can be there. Every denomination can be there. Hallelujah. But if you are going there, you must go with sacrifice. Now, when you go with a sacrifice, you don't go enter into the temple with your sacrifice, but you hand your sacrifice to the priest. And they will examine whether your sacrifice is worthy. Hallelujah. It must be a clean animal without any blemish. Amen. That is why if you come to the presence of God, you are a sacrifice. You are a living sacrifice. You must commit yourself to the Lord Jesus Christ. And it is the Lord Jesus Christ that will make you worthy. Hallelujah. And then we realize that when the priest will do their ordinance and agree that the lamb is correct and there's no blemish, they wash it before they take it to the other room to go and do the sacrifice. Now, but what I'm trying to bring across here is that it is not only that thing that they do, but in those rooms, I think the second court, they have the seven lampstands. Okay? They have the seven lampstands. And this lamb, the Bible says that it has a bowl upon it. And the bowl, all the 7 weeks, they join together in that one bowl. Okay? And in that one bowl, it was there the oil was poured. Okay? And so, if there's no oil in that bowl, those wicks cannot burn. Are you catching me? And what is the oil? The oil is the Holy Spirit. Amen. And the bowl, we see that all the 7 wicks, you know, joined together. Now, we see the high priest will go and then he will light the candle. Now, when he takes the candle, he lights that same fire that he used to light the first one. That same fire light the second one. And that same second fire will light the third fire. 4, 5, 6. Are you catching it? That is why if God is traveling with his people, if God is moving with his people, why should there be differences so much? Because the Holy Spirit is one. The Holy Spirit is not two. You see the point? Now, everything that happened in the Old Testament is a shadow of a real thing that is coming to happen in this end time. Amen? And you realize that the high priest or the priest, whoever it was, don't take or don't bring fire from his home. But he get the fire right in the presence of God. The Bible says that he go to the altar and the fire come and spark upon the altar supernaturally. They don't know where the fire comes from. But always the presence of God brings fire. And then it will ignite the altar And the high priest or whichever it was will take the fire and then begin to light the candles. Amen. Hallelujah. And brother or sister, what I love about it is that he says that Zechariah says that in a vision, he didn't only see the candlesticks, but he saw two olive trees standing side by side. One on the left side and one on the right side. Amen. But thank God that we have a prophet in this end time. He says that those two olive trees, they are the Old Testament and the New Testament. Hallelujah. And they, you see, olive tree produce oil. And that was the reason why they were standing by the, you know, the lampstand. That they will, extract oil from those olive trees into that bowl. Amen. Now, let us come back to our time. We see that we are seven church ages. Okay? When Jesus Christ, for that matter, God was revealing the end time gospel or the end time, ministration to John, John said that he saw seven lampstands. And a lampstand signifies a light. That is the purpose of it. He said that when he saw it, he saw someone walking in those seven lampstands. Clothed with a white garment. Amen. And then when he saw the person, and the person mentioned his name, John, then he fell down dead. Yes, sir. That was the presence of God. God was coming to do something new in the life of John. After the Antichrist tried to kill him, tried to destroy him, tried to, make sure that the word of Jesus Christ will no longer go on. They tried to kill him. You know that history. Where they even put him into oil, they tried to fry him. But this guy was so tough in that the Holy Ghost was so much fire. Amen, brother. How can you burn fire? You cannot burn fire. Amen. If you put fire into fire, what happens? Flames. Fire. Amen. That is why the prophet says that every Holy Ghost filled person, every Holy Ghost filled person will respond the word of God with an amen. Because the Holy Ghost is the word. And the word is fire. Yeah. It burns. Yeah. It burns. Yeah. Okay? And you are also having the Holy Ghost in you. Amen. So if the Holy Ghost comes to the Holy Ghost, what happens? Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, brother. Like a wife receiving the husband. Okay? Or a husband receiving the wife. Amen. What comes? Is it not love? Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. 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 You see, the prophet said that the natural tied the spiritual. We are living in a time of reality. Okay? We are living in a time that we should not say we are Christians by our mouth. But it must be indeed. Our character, our life must show that indeed we are living for Christ. And we can only do that when we have the Holy Ghost baptism in us to lead us into God's word. Amen. Amen. Not just demonstration of anything, but rather alive. Yes. I say alive. Yes. Amen. Amen. The prophet say that the devil don't is not afraid of you because you claim that you're a message believer. No. There are a lot of people claiming that they are message believers. Amen. But what life are they leading? He said, Satan will only be afraid of you by the life that you are living behind the message. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Don't you remember when the sons of Sceva, they want to cast the demons out. The demons say that, Jesus I know, Paul I know, but who are you? As a believer, the demons must recognize you. That is why We speak a word and demons must flee. Amen. They obey our commands. Because when we open our mouth, it is always fire, 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 fire. Praise be the name of our God. So now we realize that when John got the vision of that seven lampstands, we thank God that in this our time, it's when that revelation has come to be known. When John saw this, he didn't get the opportunity to even teach his people. He didn't get the opportunity. God, Jesus Christ, will not even allow him to do that. Because that thing was put down for us. Yeah. Amen. We are the people that God ordained to present this into the world. Yeah. The seven church ages revelation. It has been given to us in this end time. Brother, sister, Daniel saw this thing some time back. Daniel saw the seven seals. Daniel saw the seven church ages. And he was confused. In fact, he had wanted to see, to know the meaning of it. So the Bible says that, he said, oh my Lord, what is the meaning of this? And God told Daniel that, Daniel, close that book. Hallelujah. He said, close that book. Go and sleep. You know what? Go and sleep. Go and relax. Time is coming. Yeah. Knowledge shall increase. Yeah. Men will travel to and fro. Yeah. Yeah. You know, and knowledge have increased to a extent that, brother, today, you see the way technology is working. Yeah. Yeah. Ah, sometimes you ask yourself, wow! When we were coming yesterday and Sister Maria, you know, put the GPS and the GPS was talking to us in the car and it was directing us when you turn left, when you reach here, turn right, when you go 1 mile. I mean, what? It was surprising. I said, what? Is this what technology can do? So I begin to ask myself, so what are in the waves? Where is that voice? Brother, technology has increased. And as God said to Daniel, he said it will come. But the wise will come and understand the seven seals. And we thank God that we are the wise that God was talking about. Anybody that believes in the message of this hour, I say you are a wise person. Amen and amen. Amen. So John, for that matter, left those things down. And we thank God that in this our time, he has opened our eyes to see the power of those seven lampstands. Now, when he revealed it to him, he did not just leave him, but he showed him the messengers that were coming to do that work. The world reached a time of total darkness. Truth was almost taken from the earth. That's when Jesus Christ came. The people that are supposed to have even recognized him, they did not recognize him. Hallelujah. Can we imagine that Pharisees were always in the temple? They were always meeting the people. And they were prophesying about, what do we call him? Isaiah. They were prophesying about John the Baptist. They were prophesying about so many things that the prophet foretold. But when it manifested, they did not see. Amen. Isaiah said that a virgin shall conceive and bring forth a son. Okay? And in Bethlehem, a virgin conceived. They didn't believe. Why? He says their eyes were closed. Their eyes were closed. He said, if I don't close their eyes, in fact, that was the will of God. He said, if I don't close their eyes, they will see with their eyes. If I don't close their ears, they will hear with their ears. And when they see and they hear, then they will be converted. And I, God, will heal them. But God said, I'm not ready to do that. So he has to close their eyes. He has to blind them. Brother, sister, I want you to ask yourself a question. Why is that you are not blinded? Why is that your ears are not closed? And you can see and you can hear. It's because the Lord made you to be a wise person. Amen. The Lord made you to be a wise person. Brother, let me say something. It's a very hard statement. But that is the fact of the matter. Not other people will believe this message. This message is not for other people. This message is for a particular people that Jesus called them the elect. Hallelujah! The elect. These are special people the Lord have worked on. And no elect will be lost.
Amen.
No elect will be lost, brother. No elect. You see, from the time of apostles, they say that Jesus Christ was coming. Jesus Christ was coming. If you look at the end time prophet, he predicted in 1977 or 75, one of them. He predicted. He didn't prophesy, he predicted. But up to now, we are in 2014, is that? We are still enjoying our burgers. We are still enjoying the chicken, sandwich. We are still enjoying French fries and ice creams. The world is still going on. Why? Somebody must come to see the light. Amen! Until that, Christ will not come. Amen. Amen. Because the light was to come to go to the darkness and bring the sons and daughters of God from the darkness. Amen. That is why in the seven church ages, God gave us seven messengers. And every messenger got a light. Amen. And the light was the Holy Spirit. Amen. And then you go into the world, which is stands as the darkness, and you put the light down there, that those people that are of God, they will see the light of God and they will come to the light.
Amen.
Amen. Any good person that has a good spirit hates darkness.
Amen.
All right, we always want to be in the light.
Amen.
And the light must be the light of God.
Amen.
Which you have given to us. Amen, brother. Aside from that, there is no light anywhere. There is no life anywhere. So, the seven churches, Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. All of these seven messengers. Everybody come and take the light. The portion of the Holy Spirit that God gives to the messenger, that is what he takes and go to the world and preach the gospel. And as many as will believe, they come to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He said, I am the light. Amen and amen. And it came to a time when Paul was so much satisfied and he realized that what he has presented to the people, it was nothing but the truth. Then he looked at the people. He looked at his own congregation. He knew that he was going out. He says, what I have preached unto you, if an angel come from heaven and tell you any different thing, let him be accursed. He said, even if I, Paul, I go back and come again and change something, let me be accursed. Why was Paul saying that? Paul was saying this because he was so much convinced that what he presented to the people, it was not he himself, but it was Jesus Christ giving him the light to bring his people out from darkness. Amen. We are not children of the darkness, brothers and sisters. We are the children of the light. Amen. And one thing I love, after Paul, Irenaeus came. After Irenaeus, who came? Martin. After Martin, Columba came. After Columba, Luther came. After Luther, Wesley came. And after Wesley, oh brother, then we have the Son of Man ministry in our time. Okay? And one thing I love about that he didn't take only one lamb. He didn't take only one lamb. But he gathered all the seven lambs. Amen. So you can see how bright the seven church age is. Amen. We have the biggest and bright light. A light that have never been shown to the world since the world was created. It is this our time that we have the light of God in its fullness.
Yes.
Amen and amen. Yes, sir. You see, that is why the Bible says that the prophets of old, the saints of old, all of them desire to see this day. Hallelujah! But it was not given to them. Why? Because in a vision, they saw that something tremendous, something extraordinary, something powerful was coming to happen in this end time. So they desired, but they desired to be in this time. But God did not allow them. God rather gave that time to us. You and I. Oh, hallelujah. How precious we are in the presence of God, brother. To find yourself in the will of God, there is nothing like that. Amen. Amen. To find yourself, that God will call you my son. God will call you my daughter. I said there is nothing like that. Amen. That is the most precious time we must have with our God. Because God has revealed himself in this end time. That is why we are no longer living in darkness. Amen. So the prophet of this age, he gathered all the seven lampstands. Now, here there is light. Here there is light. In front of us there is light. Behind us there is light. Above us there is light. Under us there is light. To every place that we turn, it is full of light. That is why we must let that light shine. Amen. We must let that light shine. He says, he saw two olive trees standing side by side of the lampstand. And the prophet said that these two olive trees represent the Old Testament and the New Testament. We don't preach only from the Old Testament. And we don't preach only the New Testament. But we have blended everything together. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is standing in between the Old Testament and the New Testament. On the cross of Calvary, they made his hands like this. So he became a bridge. That you walk from the Old Testament and you walk on him and then you enter into the New Testament. That is why if you leave Jesus Christ, you will miss the way. Amen. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. That is that say Jesus Christ. And that finishes it. Amen. Brother, sister, where is the world now? Where have the world reached? Brother, it's so pathetic. Sometimes the things that we hear in the news, we ask ourselves, Lord, is it the time? No, we have a message that the prophet preached. He says, is this the time? Amen. Says, what time are we living in? Yeah. But I tell you that, brother, we are living in a glorious time. Yeah. We are living in a glorious time that we should allow ourselves. Let me quote my brother Jeff yesterday. He said we should let our will be taken out. Yeah. That God will come into us and then break the work for himself. Yeah. Hallelujah. We have nothing to offer. But when the Holy Ghost comes upon the scene, it becomes a different thing. Yeah. Amen and amen. Look at the condition of the world now. The world has come so much low. The world has reached into the region of the lost. There is nowhere, I just said, there is nowhere clean. All places are filled with vomit. Yeah. Amen. If every place is filled with vomit, who is there for him to teach revelation? Yeah. That recently in the news that we heard that today, as Jesus Christ predicted, that a Son of Man will be revealed. Yeah. Now, he did not just say that. He said that there will be conditions. And Christ himself quoted the time of Noah. When they were marrying, they were given into marriage. Hallelujah. And now everybody was doing whatever she or he wants. No respect for God's way. And that's exactly the condition that we are in now. And then he finished with Noah's day. And then he came back to the time of Sodom and Gomorrah. Oh, brother, He said it will be just the way, just like that. And we see the time of Sodom and Gomorrah. Until today, the month June has been declared for sodomites, for lesbians, for bisexuals. Okay? Why? The question is why? Why is the world raising things that are abomination unto the Lord? Why? It means the world is in darkness now. Total darkness now. That anything that the Bible calls sin, now the world is really embracing it. In fact, the world is encouraging the world to live in sin. Recently, when the homosexuals have been given chance to, you know, operate, those who they call pedophiles, they are also claiming that you should recognize them. Yes. Pedophiles. The pedophiles are the elders who go in for children. They are also claiming that they should recognize them. Yes, they must. And sister, I am not surprised. Very soon, armed robbers also go that they should recognize them. Yes, thieves will also go that they should recognize them. So, who is controlling who? The world is in total darkness. Hallelujah! But the Bible says that at the end time, there shall be light. And we thank God that this time we have the light of God that has been thrown in the life of the people, the sons and daughters of God. How can we no longer live in darkness? Brother, it cannot be possible. It cannot be possible. The Holy Spirit is a light that has been thrown onto your path. Amen. Let me show you something here. As a message believers, I know that you believe God's word. Recently, the Pope has to meet the what do we call a Patriarch Bartholomew in Israel. Right. You know what the plan is for? They claim that by 2025, they are going to make sure that all of them come together. Wow. They are coming to. They are going to come together. For what purpose? But I told the church back home that they have proposed 2025. But now it will not even reach that time. And you see all of them gathered together. Amen. Now when they gather like that, they are going to do only one thing. They are going to persecute the true believers of Jesus Christ. Amen. And you are those that they are going to persecute. Yeah. Hallelujah! Yeah. They have the purpose. They have the goal. They have something that they want to achieve in this world. That all of the people will come under the Antichrist. Okay? The Bible says in Revelation chapter 13 verse 8 that it said that the whole world bow down and worship that image. The whole world. He said the poor, the rich. Okay? The small, the big. All, they bow down and worship the image. Those who did not worship are those whose names we are written in the Lamb's book of life before the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. And so, this arrangement is that the bride of Jesus Christ, which you are, should be persecuted. But beloved, don't be afraid of that. Yes, don't never be afraid of that. You know why I'm saying that? The prophet gave an assurance. He said, this is the last bride group of Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ will not allow them to persecute you. They will start the persecution. But he said, when they start, we should look up. Hallelujah. We should look up. Because we will understand the power of the temple. Amen. And now, when we are talking about the temple, what are we talking about? We are talking about the revealed word of God. Okay? Jesus Christ had three ministries. He had three ministries. He had the first ministry, the second ministry, and the third ministry. Okay? Now, the first ministry was the miracles. He performed the miracles. Everybody was, you know, even Judas Iscariot was anointed to also perform miracles. But did he receive the Holy Spirit? No. Because it was not given to him. Hallelujah. Now, when he finished performing the miracles, he jumped into the second ministry, which was discernment. That was the time that he met the woman at the well and told all that he did. Amen. And the Bible says that the woman left her bucket down and he ran to the town and called the Samaritan. He said, "My Samaritan brethren, come and see a man that I have seen. Is this not the Messiah?" And all of them ran to the well and they found Jesus Christ there. And Christ preached the word of God to them. And they believed on Jesus Christ. Now, after they told the woman, "Woman, it's not because you came to call us. That is why we have believed. But it is what we ourselves have heard." Amen and amen. Now, after that, then one day, Jesus Christ gathered his disciples. He was moving from the second pool now to the third pool. Okay? Now, when he reached there, he asked them, "Today, I'm changing my doctrine. Today, I'm going to change my preaching. I'm going to give you my flesh to eat. And I'll give you my blood to drink." The people begin to say, "What? Are we cannibals? We are Israelites. There are certain, you know, animals that we don't even eat. How much more human being giving us his flesh? No, 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 no. We cannot take that." The Bible said that they left him. They went one by one. You know why? They were moving with him for a purpose. Okay? Now, when it was left with the 12 disciples, Jesus Christ looked at them and asked them, "Won't you also go?" "Won't you also go? Why don't you follow your people?" And Peter said that, "My Lord, to whom should we go? You are the only one that has the words of eternal life." Amen. Now, the prophet explained this, that it was the time that Jesus Christ was doing away with the miracles and the discernment and then bringing the people into the presence of God. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. You see? Now, you remember that before he went, he commissioned them. He said, "Now, signs and wonders will follow you." Now, the believer don't follow signs and wonders. But the signs and wonders will follow the believer. Amen. Amen. When the word of God is presented, brother and sister, I say the signs and wonders will follow that one. Amen. Amen. Look, Jesus Christ was bringing the people into the presence of God, but they ran away. But Peter, oh my, he said, "Lord, where should we go?" And in this, our ministry, we have the same ministries. The first pool, the second pool, and the third pool. And brother, my sister, after the first and the second pool, everybody can partake of it. Everybody can enjoy it. But when we're talking about the third pool, it is always the presence of God. And when you come into the presence of God, you must meet the Shekinah glory, which will reflect and shine in your life. It will take every dirty stain away from you. And you present yourself as a living sacrifice unto the Lord. Amen. Praise be the name of our God. Amen. Hallelujah. So the prophet says that when they try to persecute us now, we will understand the power of the third pool. Yeah, it's a prophecy. It's a prophecy that is lying down right now. That is why I said, don't be afraid of the World Council of Churches. They are gathering and they are going to gather. Okay? They portray themselves as if they are very good. That is why they build schools, they build hospitals. In fact, they care for the poor, the needy. If you come to Africa, there are so many war-torn nations that people are killing themselves. They go and, I mean, they are all good. But that does not change God's word. Amen. It does not change God's word. What God is looking at, it's his word. And the temple always become a junction between the unbeliever and the believer. Amen. Listen to me right now. You realize that Judas Iscariot performed miracles. When Jesus Christ sent them two by two to go and do the work. Oh, brother, the goal is in the name of Jesus. Get out, demons, get out. In the name of Jesus, get out. And demons were flying here and there. And when they were coming, they were rejoicing. They told Jesus, oh, master, it's good. It's good to be with you. Demons have succumbed to us. Jesus Christ looked at them and said, that's right. That's good. Yeah. I myself, I saw Satan falling like a tender. But do not rejoice. Do not rejoice because of that. But rather rejoice because your names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen and amen. Yes, sir. Rejoice because your names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And indeed, when it happened like that, what happened? Judas could not go to Pentecost. Before Pentecost came, Judas was dead. In fact, nobody killed him. He hung himself. Okay? So, the temple always become a junction between the believer and the unbeliever. The unbeliever cannot cross over to where the believer is. And the believer also will not cross over to where the unbeliever is. It must be a junction. Amen. That is why today, brother, we are message believers. And the message has separated us from the world. That is why we act different. We dress different. We do everything different. Hallelujah. Because of what God has done for us. Because we have been brought from the darkness into the marvelous light of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Are you going with me this evening? Amen. Now, let me quote something from the prophet now. Now, this is what the prophet was saying here. He said, now, examine this lampstand. You will notice that it has a large bowl or reservoir that is central to the seven arms that come out of it. This bowl is filled with olive oil, which flows through the seven wicks, which are placed in the seven arms. In the same oil that burns and makes a light at the end of the seven pipes. This light never went out. Okay? The priest just kept pouring oil into the bowl. Amen. The priest kept on pouring oil into the bowl. And tonight, I am saying that you are the lamp. And your pastor, which is Cam Smith, is that? He is a priest. And he must always pour oil into the bowl. Now, what is the oil? The only three. The prophet said that it is the two books. The Old Testament and the New Testament. So anytime Brother Cam Smith will come and stand here and preaching God's word to you, he is pouring oil into your bowl. Hallelujah. Pouring oil into your bowl so that you can burn. Amen. Oh, let the light be burn in your life, brother, sister. He says, then why were they, did they reject the Messiah? Why did they reject that light? Here is the word that they know was coming to pass. But when the word was made manifest, oh, hallelujah. When the word was made manifest, that the word of God had been fulfilled. Compare that with today. You see, when they were written in the word, that will take place, then why did those men reject it? He said, teachers, because they were living in the glare of another light. Okay? That is it. They were living in a glare. That is the thing they are doing today. Amen. The reason they turn it down is because they are living in a glare of another light. Oh my God, have mercy. I hope the world will see the light that we are reflecting. Brother, this message is not for intellectuals. In fact, if you are intellectual here, I salute you. I respect you. If you are a professor, I say I salute you, I respect you. But I believe you agree with me that it doesn't take that study. It doesn't take that intellectuality to come into the knowledge of the word. You only need the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. You only need that light of God to throw into your life in the darkness way and then to bring you into the word of God. Praise be the name of our God. Hallelujah. He said they were living in the glare of another light. That is why Jesus Christ came as the light of the world. But they didn't see him. When they see Jesus Christ, then they will move and focus in the time of Moses. If Jesus Christ brings the word of God to open your eyes, then they will think about Moses. Okay? The problem is that it was darkness upon the people at that time. Because if Moses was always covering their minds, then it means they will lose focus in looking to Jesus Christ. So, the Bible said that they did not see Jesus Christ being their Messiah. Okay? And they called him Beelzebub. But when the demons saw Jesus Christ, oh, hallelujah. When the demons saw Jesus Christ, they recognized that Jesus Christ. But the intellectual says that he was a Beelzebub. Praise be the name of our God. You remember Legion? When he saw Jesus, he said, Jesus, that Son of God, are you coming to torment us? Are you coming to destroy us? He said, shut up. Who are you? Say, my name is Legion. And you come and board in this man. Come on, clear off and go to the pits. And all those demons run. But the intellectuals, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, well-educated people, lawyers, with their beer long, with their gums, they look at the Messiah and say that you are a devil. You are Beelzebub. Oh, God, have mercy, brother. Until the light of Jesus Christ is thrown in your path, you will continue to be in darkness. That's right. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Now, what happened then? Jesus Christ didn't talk about anything. He said, well, if I want to praise or give my honor to my honor will be meaningless. But the Lord who sent me, it is him that honors me. He honored me. If you say I'm a demon, fine. But that doesn't change anything, brother. That doesn't change anything. Doesn't change anything. Hallelujah. Whether they believed or not, the word of God went on to manifest. Amen. Can we imagine these people with their education and they read the Bible and they cannot understand it? Right. That same spirit is what is governing the people today. Right. Amen. That you see a church that will make a concrete and will call the concrete Mary and will tell the congregation that they should bow down and worship that concrete and doctors and lawyers and well-educated people who know how to read the scriptures, they will read the scriptures and the Bible will tell them that thou shalt not bow down to any graven image. But they forget about that and they go and bow down to an image. That same spirit. The same spirit, brother, my sister. They look at Jesus Christ and say, you are a devil. Jesus said, well, I'm not a devil, but you are a devil. He said, you have your father, the devil. Listen, we are not devil. We are not born by. We are Abraham's children. Oh, Jesus said, where? You call yourself Abraham's children? Do you know Abraham? If you are Abraham's children, you will do what Abraham did. Because that Abraham you are calling your father, he rejoiced to see my day. And he saw it and he was glad. Oh. Now, come and see. They started laughing at Jesus Christ. Oh, you are not even 50 years old and you claim that you see Abraham. What do you make of yourself? Jesus said, oh, hey, be careful. Before Abraham was, I am. Oh, there's a blasphemy. It was a time that they picked stones. They wanted to stone Jesus Christ. But you see, the fact is that whether they believe it or not, Jesus Christ was the light of the world at that time. Anyone that believeth on him will have eternal life. If you refuse him, you go to hell. God didn't change any plan of God. God has already made his ways already placed. It takes you to come into the line of God. Like the prophet said that he screamed when he saw the preview of the bride. Oh my. He said he saw the worldly church. And he saw that they were the way they were moving and some women, you know, their behavior and all that. He said, wow! Is that what I came for? Is that what I preach for? Then he said, no, keep watching. Then he said he saw the American church. In fact, he said, if you say American church, he's not talking about you, okay? Amen. And that church was being led by a witch. Hallelujah. Then he said, keep on watching. And he kept on watching. He said, lo and behold, he saw the group that they call the bride of Jesus Christ coming in alive perfectly. Amen. Decently. Okay? And they were rejoicing, praising God. He said, you see the women decently dressed. You see the men decently dressed. And they were marching a straight line. It was not a crooked line. Amen. We have a word. We have a message that we are believing. We don't worship God with our minds. We worship God by the revelation of God's word. Amen. And he said that whilst he was watching like that, he saw that some people were deviating from the line. Then he said, I scream, stay in line. Oh, brother, the world has nothing to offer. This world has nothing to offer. Let us glorify God for what he has made us to be. Amen. The power of the light of God is as a matter that the church of Jesus Christ will continue in the truth of the hour. We must continue in the truth of the hour. Because it is only the truth that will let the light of God reflect us. We don't live in a time, we don't look to the olden time. Sometimes we talk about Paul, fine. We talk about Peter, fine. We talk about Arenas, fine. But what are we talking about ourselves? What are we saying about ourselves? Amen, brother. If I can quote Peter and talk about Peter, if I can quote Paul and talk about Paul, if I can quote John, Salome, and the rest, okay, Priscilla, and all of those old saints, what can we talk about our own selves?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah. The Bible says that they are human beings like us. Yeah. They have life passion like us. Okay? Today, sometimes you are hungry and you go and eat. They also, they got hungry and they ate. You feel thirsty, you drink water. They also felt thirsty and they drank water. They are just like how we are. But they lived a life that brought presence of God always among them. Amen. And the Bible says that without us, they are not perfect. You see the point? Without us, they are not perfect. So what kind of people we ought to be? That is the question I'm throwing to all of us. This is the time, brother, my sister, we should allow anything that is of God to come into our life.
Amen.
In fact, anything that is of God, we should allow it to come into our life. So that we can reflect and bear. We are the lamb that God is looking unto. Hallelujah. We are the light of the world today. If the world is in darkness, we must reflect. Let the world see that there is Jesus Christ. Amen. Don't be afraid of the world. And let the world rather be afraid of you. Praise the name of our God. Oh my God, have mercy. A virgin shall conceive. A virgin shall conceive. Every time a virgin shall conceive. They go to the church, a virgin shall conceive. And the virgin conceived. And brought forth a son. And they didn't see him. God have mercy. But God chose people from the far east. Strangers. Okay? Shepherds. Give them the light. He said, you see the light? Follow the light. And the light will direct you to where the Savior is born. Amen. And the prophet said that they followed the light from wherever they were. And when they go to Jerusalem, I don't know what happened. They didn't see the light again. And they found themselves in the house of the king. Oh, brother, it will never happen again. We are not going to the house of any king on this earth. We are already in the king's palace. I say we are already in the king's palace. Amen and amen. They want to see Herod. They say, where is he that is born, the king? Herod said, what? I don't know of any king. I'm the only king in Israel. He said, no. We have a prophecy. We have thus said the Lord. An angel spoke to us that a king is born. We should come and pay homage to him. He said, what? A king? Then he instructed that they should bring the, what do we call it? The scrolls of Isaiah and Zechariah and the rest. And they read to him and said, king, it is true that a king is going to be born in Bethlehem. What? Okay. Then go and search for him. Search for him diligently. When you find him, come and give me a word that I also go and worship him. But it was the devil speaking. The moment they left the palace, the Bible said that the angel of the Lord warned them, don't ever go back to the king's palace. And when they went and they went and saw the king, the son Jesus Christ, who had been born in a manger. Oh my. The Bible said they worshipped him. The three wise men worshipped him. They went there with a revelation. They didn't go there with their minds. Okay? The angel did not tell them to take anything along, but he only told them, go, for the king is born. When they were going, they took frankincense. They took myrrh, and they took what? Gold. And these three things signifies the ministry of Jesus Christ. Okay? The gold was the deity of God. The frankincense was the ministry of Jesus Christ. And the myrrh was signifying the death of Jesus Christ. Okay? And today, by his grace, all those qualities have manifested in the blood of Jesus Christ. Christ has given us the authority. He has given us the power to be like him. Amen. It's a little while the world will see me, will not see me, but you will see me. You will see me. Hallelujah. You will see me. Because you are living in the light, you continue to walk in the light. Amen. That is why I am not surprised. Anytime believers happen, There got to be something. There got to be the presence of God. Because we are not living in darkness. Hallelujah. There got to be the presence of God. The demonstration power. The Holy Spirit manifestation. Must, you know, prevail in the life of the people. Praise the name of our God. Hallelujah. You know what mirage is? Mirage. You know what mirage is? Those of you who drive. Sometimes when you are far away, about an hour, about maybe a mile or something, you see something pour on the floor as if there is water on the way. That is what we call mirage. It's a false light. Okay? You see the reflectors on the way? When you are traveling on your highways, sometimes red, sometimes green, sometimes yellow or gold, they call them reflectors. It is a false light. They are not light. When you are far away, you see it shining. But get closer to it. And the more you get closer to it, you see that it is dimming. It is dimming. It is dimming. Until you reach it and you don't see anything. That is what the denominations have been made of. When you are far away, you see that they are reflecting the light of God. Because they preach Jesus Christ. They sing about Jesus Christ. They dance in Jesus Christ. They do everything Jesus Christ. They pray in Jesus Christ. It's just a false light. Go near to it. And you see that they don't have nothing. Praise the name of our God. They only have programs. They only have titles. I am Reverend Dr. So and so. I am Archbishop So and so. I am Cardinal So and so. That is all they have got. And they have got programs and programs and programs. They don't have the word of God. And if you are there without the word of God, you are in darkness. Hallelujah. David said that your word is a lamp unto my feet. Amen. And when you are living in the light of God, brother, my sister, you are not afraid of anything. You are not afraid of the devil. You are not afraid of witchcraft. You are not afraid of anything that can stand against you. Because you know that you are living in the light. Praise the name of our God. Amen. One day, when the anointing of God came upon John the Baptist and started preaching the gospel, the Pharisee looked at him. He said, "What are you? Why? You are troubling us. Why? Huh. You are troubling us. With all these things that you are preaching, we are preaching Moses, and you are preaching something that we have not heard of. Why?" And so the elders sent messengers to go and ask John the Baptist, "Who are you? Are you the Messiah? Because you are confusing us." He said, "No, I'm not the Messiah." He said, "Who are you? Are you Jeremiah?" He said, "I'm not." "But who are you?" He said, "I am the voice." Yeah. "I am the voice." Yeah. "That is crying in the wilderness. That is all that I know." Yeah. And the Bible said Jesus Christ confessed about John the Baptist. He said he was like a fire on the street. Fire burning all over the place. And John the Baptist, in his power, preached the gospel as God presented to him. Okay? There was no pattern back, okay? No, right. No, brother. This time there's no pattern back. No. We must be serious. Yes. We must be serious. Yes. That men can see the reflection of God in our daily life. Yes. The power of God must come into the church. Hallelujah. To this own thing. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. We must always feel the presence of God in the church. If we live in the light. If we live in the light. I say, if we live in the light, God must prove that indeed we are living in the light. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Oh my. I'm closing with this. One time, there was a man called Saul in the group of the Pharisees. That man was claiming that he was worshiping Jehovah God. In fact, whatever he was doing willingly with a clear conscience. He taught that the disciples of Jesus Christ were destroying the Mosaic law. And so, whatever he was doing, out of a sincere heart. But the prophet says that you can be sincerely wrong. You can be sincere of all that you are doing. But the question is it the will of God? Your sincerity, is it the will of God? In fact, I don't care how sincere you are. If you are out from God's will, it's very dangerous. Very dangerous, brother. That is why we must always ask for God's will. This man was the supervisor of those who stoned Stephen. He stood and encouraged them, go on, stone him, go on. And they stoned Stephen. But there was something that Stephen did, and I want every Christian to take note of. When Stephen was being stoned and he was dying, he said, Lord, lay not charge upon these people. For what they do, they don't know. And I think God heard that prayer of Stephen. That is why of all the wickedness that Paul or Saul did, one day, when he took, instruction from the Pharisees and he was chasing the disciples in Damascus, the Bible says that on his way, he met the pillar of fire. The pillar of fire struck him down. He said, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Then Saul said, who are you, Lord? He said, I am Jesus. He didn't say, I'm Jehovah. He said, I am Jesus. Now, why did Paul ask that question? Saul ask that question. He should have said, who are you? But he said, who are you, Lord? Meaning, being a student in a church, he has been taught that every pillar of fire, it is God. But his problem was that he didn't know the name of that Lord. Amen. So he said, who are you, Lord? Then the answer came from the fire. He said, I am Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. I am Jesus. It is hard for you to kick against the pricks. Now get up. You are going to Damascus to go and destroy. Well, don't return. Continue. Go. There is a man there called Ananias. Now you are blind. Go and Ananias will pray for you. He is a disciple of mine. Go and let him pray for you. Amen. You know what God did? He put Saul into total darkness. 3 days, he didn't see anything. 3 days. He didn't see anything. He said, go. Go. Let him pray for you. Brother, my sister, I trust that if all the people in Napoleon want to see the light of God, they should come to you people. I say they should come to you people so that you pray for them eyes to be opened. Saul went to Ananias. And when Ananias, God at that time was dealing with Ananias. Ananias, Saul is coming. So please go and pray. Ananias said, hey, Master Lord, this man is killing us. Why do you want me to go and meet him? He said, no, now he is one of you. And now when Ananias laid his hand upon Saul and then prayed, that darkness was taken off. His eyes got open. And then he said, now, don't never call me Paul and Saul again, but call me Paul. What was that? He had an experience with a pillar of fire. Amen. And when you have experience with a pillar of fire, oh brother, my sister, you will not remain the same. There got to be a change in your life. There got to be a change in your life. If you have experience with a pillar of fire, our God demonstrating his power in your life, there must be a change. You cannot remain the old person. You cannot remain the way you lived before. There must be a change in your life. Because the pillar of fire is a consuming something that will destroy everything that is of this world from you. Amen. Right now, I believe that the Lord Jesus Christ is with us. Right now. Without any doubt, brother, sister. The prophet said that wherever the message of this hour will be preached, the angel of the Lord will be there. And the angel of the Lord always go with fire. It always go with pillar of fire. He said he is hanging right now here. Then you ask me a question. Brother, then why are we not seeing it? No, you cannot see it. Unless God himself has given you a special grace to open your eyes for you to see that light right now. But I say that light of God is right now with us here. Amen. That day, in the upper room, they experienced it. When he came down and he patterned himself among them, all of them had the experience. And their desire, all were taken off. And then the desire of God came among them. Now they were bold as lions. Peter himself, a fearful man who denied Jesus Christ. And he even swore that I don't know that man. He was a coward. Because that time, the Holy Ghost has not come upon him. But when the Holy Ghost came upon him, he became so bold like a lion. When the people were trying to tell them, hey, they are men of drunk wine and all that. Peter came out and said, hey, ye men of Galilee, let this be known unto you. Yeah. These men are not drunk as you are supposing. Amen. But this is the fulfillment of the prophet Joel. Yeah. He said that in the latter times, I will pour my spirit upon all flesh. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. I will pour my spirit upon all flesh. And thank God that we are in time, God has poured once again his spirit upon us. Amen. The prophet says that all that was in God, he poured it into Jesus Christ. And all that was in Jesus Christ, he has poured it into the church. And today, oh brother, what's the name of your church? What's the name of this church? Living Water. I say, whatever was in Christ has been poured in the living church. It is our duty now to allow ourselves for the Holy Ghost to work. Let us allow ourselves for the Holy Ghost to take control. Let us allow ourselves for the light of God to burn within us. Oh, brother, so that the light, the world will see us and they will say, yay, these are the men and the women of God. Shine on me. Lord, shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. Shine on me. Lord, shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse. Hallelujah. Shine. Oh, yes, Lord. Shine. Oh. Light. From the light up. Shine. Oh. Shine. Yes, Lord. Let us sing it one more time. Shine. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. If we will allow ourselves, the Lord will shine in our life. And you do his own thing. From your His power will prevail. His power will prevail. Yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Beloved, as we close our eyes at this time and bow down our heads, there is only one thing that I want to draw your attention to. That the God that we are worshiping, He is a prayer answering God. The God that we are worshiping, He changes not. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And as He was working in the beginning, so is He this moment as we are standing in His presence. We only have to allow ourselves so that He will take control and preeminence of our system and use us to that His glory. Beloved, the world has nothing to offer. There's always confusion. There's always destruction. There's always pestilence in the world because of the sin of man. But we thank God that You have given us blessed assurance by bringing us from the darkness of this world into His marvelous light. And brother, sister, I know it is because of you that God brought the light. Let us therefore walk in it. That is word who made me manifest in our life. Father, we thank You for this evening. We bless Your holy name, O God. You made us to understand that Your sons and Your daughters that You foreknew before the foundation of the world, no one can pluck them from Your hands. And Lord, we are very happy to see by the revelation of Your word that we were those people that were placed in Your mighty hand. We commit ourselves into Your mighty hand this moment, Lord. We pray, O Father, that You continue to pour Your precious Spirit upon us. We will continue to ask You to refill us, O God, as in the olden time, O Lord Jesus Christ, You revealed to Zechariah the power of the Lamb. He said that there were two olive trees standing by it, and day by day and night by night, oil was being poured into the bowl. Heavenly Father, we pray and dedicate ourselves into Your mind tonight. Let that oil, which is the Holy Spirit, let it continue to be poured into our system. That, Father, we will bend and bend and bend to the glory of Thy name. Every desire of sin, which the devil would like to bring into the life of Your people, Father, we say, let that fire bend the fire up. Let it bend those desires up. Anything the devil have set, in a trap the devil have set, Father, as Your servant, I stand in the name of Jesus Christ and I pull those strongholds down. And I pray, oh Father, let it be well with Your children. Father, I say, let it be well with Your children. Father, I say, let it be well with Your children. Any battle that you are battling, Father, any war that you are warring, whatever the devil is trying to use them for, I pray, oh God, without You, they cannot do anything. I pray, Father, therefore, descend tonight into their lives, oh God, and strengthen them that they may be able to overcome every trial, every temptation of the devil. We thank You, Father, Lord. We bless your name. And we know that it is done. Therefore, let your children go rejoicing. Let them go, oh Father, with confidence. Let them go with assurance that they have not been cast away from your side, but they are forever in your arms, Lord. Father, give them, grant them that assurance, Lord, that their joy will be made full in thee. I thank you once again for the church. And I pray, Father, that the Holy Spirit will continue to manifest in ministration of the word, in signs and wonders. Oh, Father, that your word will be made manifest. Thank you, Father. We pray, oh God, and we ask your mercy upon us as we are going back to our homes this evening. We are expecting you, Lord God. If you happen to come tonight, remember every one of us in this church, Lord. But if you will tarry, may we see tomorrow with new strength and joy of salvation, that Lord will come again into your presence to come and worship you. I commit my precious brother, Tom Smith, into your mighty hands, Father. Your servant that you have given to this church. I pray, oh God, that you continue to use him to glorify your mighty name. I pray, continue to use all the brothers, all the sisters in this church, Lord, to make your word be made known unto the people that are still in the darkness. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayers tonight. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless all of you. Let's sing that song again as I ask our brother to come and take over. Shine on me, Lord,
shine on me.
Let the light from the light of shine on me. Shine on me, Lord, shine on me. Let the light
from the lighthouse.
Sing it again, Lord, shine on me.
Musicians to come. Didn't we hear a marvelous word from the Lord this evening? Amen. I mean, isn't your heart stirred? Amen. Just think of John the Baptist said, I bear witness of the light. Amen. And God, in this hour, He has allowed you to bear witness of that light. Amen. Amen. But it's come to the light. Just like, oh my, we heard so much word tonight. I can't do it. But by the grace of God, church, we have such. Church, doesn't something strike you when you hear that the pillar of fire is here?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The Holy Ghost should quicken that word to you. Amen. Hallelujah. We've been called, church, in a place that what? We're almost living in the glare of another day, amen? We're living in a glare where God, yes, you sent a prophet, but church, when God sent Jesus Christ the prophet, Paul did not catch the revelation of that, amen? So what? He carried a glare of another day, hallelujah, and brought you with a glare with
another day. We don't have to live in the experience. Waiting to see a light. Didn't you just see the light? Didn't the light just tell you that a great light has come upon you? A pillar of fire by night. Oh, church, it might be darkness in this world, but the revelation you have of this hour. Hallelujah! It raises you up. It lets you see. It lets you see what? Oh, I can see the walls. No, you see the revelation of who you are. Amen. Hallelujah! We are an invincible army. We can discern the two spirits in the framework of the church. We can see who we are. Amen. Oh, God, help us. God, let us see that this isn't just a church service. This just isn't a little meeting that we have. But this is a time where you can fellowship with the Lord. Arise, shine, church. For the Lord has given you life. Amen? Hallelujah. Oh, church, you heard it all tonight. You heard it first Paul, second Paul, third Paul. Every ministry, your prophet said, have what? Has a first, second, and third goal. What about the bride? What about this hour? What about who you are? Amen. In this day, it was said you'd eat that book. It said you would prophesy. Surface. We need a lion to roar right within us. Amen. You've got the book. It is revealed, church. Oh, God. One thing about Paul, after he met that light, he made his calling and election sure. And he called himself a prisoner. Church, the purpose of all this is, are we a prisoner? Are we a love prisoner to Jesus Christ? Oh God, lo, here am I, send me. Oh, hallelujah. Isaiah had to get to the place. He said, Lord, lo, I am a man of unclean lips. I dwell in a message. Need to come to the altar. If you have a need to work. worship and enjoy this. Church, you have been shown a light tonight. But if you want to go closer to God, you can go closer. If you want the Holy Ghost, you can receive it tonight. Because the pillar of fire is here.
Make me like the Christ of all. went to the enemy's camp, and I took back what he stole from me. Oh, yes, I took back what he stole from me. Oh, yes, I took back what he stole from me. Well, I went to the enemy's camp, and I took back what he stole from me. Well, he's under my feet. He's under my feet. He's under my feet. Yes, he's under my feet. He's under my feet. Yes, he's under my feet. Satan is under my feet. Sing it again. Oh, yes, I went to the enemy's camp, and I took back what he stole from me. Oh, yes, I took back what he stole from me. Oh, yes, I took back what he stole from me. I traveled down a long, lonely road. My heart was so heavy, in sin I sank low. Then I heard about Jesus. What a wonderful hour. I'm so glad His holy hours. Thank God I'm free. Thank God I am free, free, free from this world of sin. I've been washed in the blood of Jesus. I've been born again. Hallelujah, I'm saved, saved, saved. Wonderful grace. I'm so glad that I found out He could bring me out and show me the way. Like a bird out of prison that's taken its flight. Like a blind man that God gave back. A poor wretched beggar that's found fortune and fame. I'm so glad that I found out He could bring me out through His holy name. Thank God I am free, free, free from this world of sin. Washed in the blood of Jesus, I've been born again. Hallelujah, I'm saved, saved, saved by His wonderful grace. I'm so glad that I found out He could bring me out and show me the way. Like a bird out of prison that's taken.
Yeah.